Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Got one more story for you here on In the Nuez from your noted newsman. And it is about a donkey bite.
I've never been bit by a donkey, but I've been bit by a horse. And let me tell you, that thing hurts.
They got some chompers.
Yeah, Patches bit me, that old bitch.
Who's Patches?
That was my crappy horse that my...
Oh, that's right. You guys had a...
I had a horse. Trust me, under no circumstances should you ever get a horse unless, well, you shouldn't. But it, like, if you have a house that can, like, a ranch. But no, we just kept the horse at someone else's place. His name was Patches, and I hated that damn thing, and it bit me. And guess who still had to clean up after it? Me.
I view horses much like high-end sports cars. Yeah. In that, if you're going to dabble, just dabble all, go all the way. Mm-hmm. Like, have, if you either have the money or you don't.
Yeah, you
don't
can't buy
pretend.
Like a used Lamborghini.
Exactly.
You should not be half-assing it with a horse.
That's right.
Oh, believe me, I half-assed it with Patches.
Yeah, bad decision.
Well, that wasn't your decision, was it?
No, it wasn't. My in-laws had this horse that they couldn't take care of anymore, and they're like, you know who would love this horse? Your girls. Next thing you know, guess what I end up with? Patches.
A rural... excuse me. A rural Oregon woman has filed a $49,500 lawsuit after she said a donkey walking along Main Street in her tiny town bit her in the thigh.
I love everything about this story. There's just a donkey walking around Main Street.
Nipping people.
Nipping them. She
Didn't
said
you?
She had surgery and left her with a significant scar from the attack. Her name is Kelsey Chandler.
Girl, you something else.
She says that she was walking through the center of Mitchell, Oregon, population 137, when she spotted the donkey on the loose in April of 2024.
Where is Mitchell?
I think Suk's looking that up. I saw his hands moving.
Believe me, I immediately needed answer to these questions because I feel like Mitchell, Oregon is about like where I went.
Is that the smallest town in Oregon? What's the smallest town? 173 is really down there.
It's in Wheeler
County. 137?
Yeah, 137. Boy, smallest town in Oregon is a great question because some down way in the deep southeast out there, I mean, I don't even know if towns exist, but if they do, there's like five people on them.
Yeah. It is, I'm trying to look at what it's over by. I mean, it's really near nothing. It's just kind of, just the middle of the state. I mean, I guess the closest thing is Redmond, and it's nowhere near Redmond. Like halfway maybe between Redmond and John Day. I mean, there's nothing.
According to internet, Greenhorn, Oregon.
I was just looking that up.
Have you seen that? Population
no.
3.
Yeah. And then right behind it, Lone Rock, that has about 20 residents.
Well, in 2010, Mitchell had 130 people. So.
Mitchell?
Yeah, that's where the donkey, where this went down.
So, she says that she was walking through the center of Mitchell when she spotted the donkey on the loose. The suit states that when she tried to secure the animal and return it to its owner, the animal attacked her. and bit her on the thigh. Now, you know, if I'm the judge, I'm like, well, what are you doing messing with the donkey? You're not a donkey handler.
No, I mean, that is true. I mean, and we don't know, did she rough the donkey up?
Exactly.
I don't know. Maybe the donkey's in the right here. I'll tell you what,
did she provoke the donkey?
Yeah, I'm not giving her a dime.
What was she wearing?
Now, listen to this. Gordy Duckler, a Portland attorney who specializes in animal law and filed the lawsuit on behalf of Chandler.
He's big into donkey law?
Said he has represented clients in an estimated 350 animal bite cases during his 37-year career. This is his first over a donkey bite. The vast majority have been dog bites, though he also handles cases of cats, parrots, and horses.
We need the advocates on this stat. We need to call Ken and Donnie and be like, hey, how are you on donkey law? And by the way, Jacob Crawford, who owns the donkey, says he's a 30-year-old donkey and he's never done anything aggressive towards anybody.
Yeah, I bet she.
It.
Yeah, look, I'm not giving her a dime.
That donkey's getting a bad rap.
That's right.
You get your hands off my donkey.
Yeah, I don't like this at all. And by the way, I'm seeing the photo of the donkey here. It looks like a good donkey. I can tell by the photo that donkey's got kind.
Do you know
eyes.
The donkey's name?
Does yeah, it say? Is the donkey's name is Highway.
Okay,
spelled H-I. W-A-Y. And apparently it's a well-known fixture in Mitchell.
Yeah.
The guy who owns it, like you said, he has owned Highway since 2010. He used to bring him to residents' yards to eat down their grass.
Yeah.
He's like a mowing service.
No one had any problem with this donkey, except this old lady that just decided to wander. I think this lady's looking for a cheap payday. And by the way,
$49,500?
Look, you needed surgery? What sort of surgery did you need when you got bit by a donkey?
Well, I guess you could get maybe cited for not keeping the donkey confined.
Yeah, but it sounds like the donkey was part that...
I know. Like, this is Mitchell, Oregon. Anything goes. Like,
yeah.
This isn't normal life.
I am stating for the record that if I was on that jury, that lady would get jack squat. I'm Team Highway here. I like this donkey.
She's also had to receive painkillers and antibiotic injections to treat her wounds.
I've learned that Mitchell, Oregon is the place of the first found dinosaur fossil in Oregon.
Oh, awesome.
There's that.
I've never been to Mitchell. I don't plan on going to Mitchell.
You might have gone through it. If you've been out to John Day, it's past Prineville and Redmond. It's off 26.
Thanks for listening.
he literally said that literally 3 said minutes that. Ago.
But
were you listening to the dude's story?
I just heard him say it's in Wheeler County.
Maybe Dallas Buck has been out there.
I'll tell you this right now.
That's his kind of place.
If I'm ever driving through Mitchell, Oregon, you better believe there's one reason and one reason only I'm pulling over, and that's to see Highway the Donkey. I will seek out that donkey because I want to give that donkey like a carrot and give him a who's a good boy. Well, that donkey did anything wrong.
Well, they're saying he got out because there were some neighborhood dogs that were running around. See, again, anything goes in Mitchell.
They're eating the dogs.
Exactly.
And they were, apparently there was a pack of dogs, and they broke through the fence.
They're eating the pets.
And that allowed Highway to get out through that part of the fence and roam free.
Yeah, well, it sounds like no one had a problem with it except for this lady.
And now they say Highway lives in a pasture way out of town, way outside of town.
Now I feel
he's
bad.
Been jettisoned.
Now
he's probably happy
for Highway.
There.
Yeah, Highway's been banished.
He's probably fine.
Highway did nothing wrong. And again, I can just tell by looking at him, he looks like a good donkey. I love donkeys.
Boy, I'm looking at the pictures of Mitchell, Oregon.
Yeah.
Jesus.
No, you don't need to be there.
God.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where you know towns like this exist. I'm from Kansas, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
But it's still wild to just, I don't know, the goings on and seeing the buildings. And
you should come to the Eastern Oregon Crab Feed with us next year.
It's like from the 1800s.
Me and Dusty.
Hey, yeah, how about this? I'll meet you there.
Believe me, I was knee deep in this for an entire weekend. Yeah, call me when you've saddled up to the hitching post, the one bar. Where was that? I'm trying to think of the name of the town we were at. But it's very much like Mitchell. And the least surprising thing would have been a donkey roaming the streets. Of all the things I saw, the most normal would have been a donkey wandering around. Although I did see Dallas Buck talking about his snowmobile.
Now, there's in the news, November 15, 2024. It's brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Hot 55 is next on The Fan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.